see the spies trying to see if I'm crazy. I don't know what it's about.
Well, no, we actually we didn't personally make up this all these questions here. They were made up.
Yeah, I understand that.
They've been used in studies like this. You know, a lot of all throughout Georgia.
First time we've had anybody come by like this.
Well, this is the first time we've been in this area.
First time we ever have been. First time I've ever been.
I don't know if anybody's ever.
Anybody refuse?
Well, y'all are really the first couple we've talked to, and I hope everybody's as nice as y'all
Mr.
are.
Didn't talk to you?
He said he'd come back tomorrow.
Yeah, he was feeling sick today, and he was tired, and he has to come back tomorrow.
Emory.
You see, Herbert went up there to Emory 3 years. Scrap iron, did
he live right across?
Yeah, we stopped there just before. He was home, but he wasn't feeling very well.
No, he pretty. I think pretty sick.
Yeah.
Same cigarettes over there.
Cigarettes.
I tried to get him to quit about 8 or 10 years ago.
He didn't do it.
He should have listened to you.
Said he could hold it out. I said, all right, hold it out.
Just beg him to quit, and it'd make him so mad. And I went to saw that I couldn't do anything with him, so I went to buying him by the carton for him.
You know, that ain't what made me quit. I never did even make up my mind I was going to quit.
That's probably how you did it right there.
I had a bad cold, see? And that's when you're smoking. When you're recuperating from it, from sure enough bad cold, it smelled like hair to me. And didn't taste good. And so I said, I believe I'll quit. And I had a fresh pack there. And I left it there and never did smoke another one since then. I said, I believe we'll quit. I believe we'll chew. I always could chew a little bit longer. If you haven't ever chewed, now that's a mess to start with. Of course, in child, you know, boy, you'll try anything, you know. And so I learned from there. And
I just went to chewing.
I know it don't look sanitary and all like that, but nothing only yellow juice out of tobacco leaves, that's all.
Yeah, it's the same thing you get when you smoke a pipe or a cigarette or anything else.
But I'm telling them cigarettes, buddy, you better quit them things. You might be a lucky one.
Well,
and you know, they say, you know,
boys, so.
I have, we have four doctors in our family.
They know better.
Well,
we don't have one. We have five children. None of the children smoke, nor none of the ones that are married smoke. So we don't have a smoker in the family.
It's really sort of amazing, you know.
It surely is. I smoked all the time they were shared, you know, when these boys growing up before they went off to college.
That's surprising they didn't start. Usually when the parents do the...
I said, now if you don't ever smoke one, I says, you'll never know how it tastes. You won't know whether you like it or not. I said, just don't smoke one, and then you don't know whether you like it or not. I think they tried it, but just once or twice maybe. Said, maybe I tell them the truth, and they better not. Just for their own health and protection. Well, when we was coming up, you know, back yonder, most of the people are pretty ignorant, don't you understand, in learning. They ain't no exams about that. They never went to school ever. If they did, they learned a little arithmetic and writing, you know, and never see it. And we didn't know tobacco was really poison. You know, they didn't know it really was poison back then.
Most people didn't know that until just recently. You know.
But all the... science shows that it's very poison, especially inhaling smoke. I presume any smoke would be the same thing if you inhaled it. You know, it day in and day out, it's the same thing.
It's the problem with the big cities. They have a lot of smoke in the cities.
Smoke in the air, does it?
Smog and all like it, Lord, yeah.
Could I ask you just one more thing before we leave? Now, I know you probably want to get us out of here so you need supper.